growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We are committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring a hope for you.
Top of the day to you. My name is Okrelo Odamlawe Steven. I am an electrical and automation engineer. I'm also a freelance project manager and a data analysis enthusiast. I'm also a programmer. I'm also passionate about digital products. Outside that, so I love to write as a content creator. I love to write. I love to research about matters. And interestingly, I love to discuss on matters as regards deep spirituality, sex, leadership, manhood, and relationships. Concerning my purpose, okay, I exist to help people lead themselves and master their sexuality. So in other words, I strongly believe that people generally have a stain on their worship when they mishandle their sexuality. So I exist to help them lead through their emotions, to master their emotions, lead themselves, and also to master their sexuality. And this is evidenced in how I help them recover from addictions, heal up from abuse, and help them make right decisions and plan their sexuality in such a way that they honor God with their sexuality and it does not truncate their worship. When did I discover purpose? Okay, I cannot put a specific date as to when I discover purpose, but then if I show you my journal, you will see that there is a process. I actually went through a thorough process. My discovery of purpose was gradual. It was not instantaneous, as some may have discovered theirs, but it was not instantaneous. It was a gradual process. However, I know my search and my hunger to discover for what exactly I am on it started October 2014. And since then, I've been passionate about, okay, understanding why exactly I am on it. However, I did not gain clarity until April 2017. It was in April 2017 that I discovered that, wow, yes, I have been through this. I've been an addicted fellow before. I've been addicted to porn and masturbation before. I see people coming around. And from requirements book on purpose discovery and Eric Ries' book on shape, talking about how we discover ourselves. I also have a friend, Alabi Ifeoluwa Moses. He actually was a guide through this period. And when in 2017, it was clear to me that, yes, I had to lead people from where I have been to into where they need to be and specifically I was encouraged from the book of First Corinthians that with the comfort you have received, comfort others. So it was a relieving thing for me because there was no struggle on, oh, what else, am I clear about this, am I not clear about this? It was so sure on me that this is, yes, why you are on it. So it was God turning my own mess into a message. It was God redefining the part I have been through, seeing that yet I have been comforted, I have been healed, I have been free from every addiction, and it is now time to bring out people, others, from that particular pit. And a different account, he says, okay, how do I discover purpose? My purpose was gradual. I said that earlier. My discovery of purpose was gradual, but it started first with my discovery of God. It deepened my relationship. I first deepened my relationship with God, and I saw that it was in discovering God I discovered myself, and it was in discovering myself that I knew the design, how God designed me, and what He has expected of me based on those designs. So I knew that my experiences were not just casual. I knew my experiences were not by mistake. I knew they were intentional. And interestingly, the journey has not been totally smooth, but with God there is just this certainty, there is just this application of faith, because it is a God's work. It is me joining God at work, so there is no fear whatsoever as regards what may befall it. And it has been a smooth walk. It has been an endearing journey. As more and more I tend to discover God, I tend to see God in different ways. And it's thrilling, very much thrilling, to see that, yes, I am involved in what God is doing on earth. Thank you very much.